is CBS News on the Hour, your home for original reporting.
I'm Steve Kathan. A woman close to the late Jeffrey Epstein is now in custody. CBS's Peter King says she's being held in connection with his sex crimes.
Ghislaine Maxwell was picked up this morning in New Hampshire. Maxwell is Epstein's former girlfriend and managed some of his business affairs. The indictment says Maxwell enticed and groomed underage girls to engage in sex acts with Epstein going back as far as 1994. And that she tried to normalize those acts by being present at the time. She's due to appear in court later today in New Hampshire and in New York next week. Peter King, CBS News.
The Supreme Court is denying Democrats access to secret grand jury testimony from the Robert Mueller Russia investigation, at least for now. CBS's Steve Dorsey is in Washington.
The court is agreeing to hear the Trump administration's appeal of a lower court's ruling that it turn over secret grand jury testimony in the Mueller probe to the Democratic-controlled House of Representatives. A decision, though, might not happen until 2021. Democrats say the materials could reveal new misconduct allegations and generate new articles of impeachment against President Trump.
And the high court is leaving in place a decision that says employers can't use past salary history to justify a pay disparity between men and women on the job. The government says employers added 4.8 million jobs in June. The jobless rate fell to 11.1%, numbers hailed today by President Trump. But the Labor Department says almost 1.5 million people filed claims for jobless benefits last week. Bankrate.com economist Mark Hambrick.
The economy's definitely continuing to heal, but it remains hobbled from the pandemic and the related restrictions.
The U.S. has set a single-day high for coronavirus cases, topping 50,000 for the first time. Dr. Anthony Fauci tells the BBC it's disappointing.
What we've seen over the last several days is a spike in cases that are well beyond the worst spikes that we've seen.
Broadway star Nick Cordero's recovery from COVID-19 has been a three-month ordeal that's far from over and far from certain. His wife, Amanda Klutz, tells CBS This Morning his body is weak, his muscles have atrophied, and breathing is not easy.
Our ultimate goal would to be get him to be a candidate for a double lung transplant.
Cordero's also had a leg amputated. She says doctors have told her on four separate occasions that he wouldn't survive. Mortgage rates have hit a new all-time low, average on a 30-year fixed loan falling to 3.07%. Wall Street, the Dow is up 137 points. This is CBS News.
CBS News Radio is your home for breaking news. With our team of reporters around the country and the world, we give you the coverage you can trust.
Have you ever wanted to learn a new language like French, Spanish, or Russian, but thought it would be too difficult and time-consuming? Then go to Babbel.com and try it for free. Babbel works because it's built around real life. It teaches you everyday practical conversations that you will actually use. In 15 minutes a day, you'll be on your way to speaking a new language in just a few weeks. Babbel uses a modern conversation-based technique that makes language engaging, fun, and memorable. It starts by teaching you words and phrases. Then, sentences gradually get more complex. Soon, you're practicing short conversations about real-life topics. Babbel is created by language experts who use the spaced repetition method to help you learn quickly and remember what you learned. With Babbel, you can speak a new language. Babbel. Language for life. Now try Babbel for free. Just go to Babbel.com and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
A Miami airport officer has been fired after video showed him slapping a woman who was yelling at him. In Louisiana, a grand jury has accused 8 Shreveport officers of using excessive force in the arrest of 2 men in January. There's a leadership crisis right now in one of Ohio's largest cities.
One-third of the members of the Toledo, Ohio City Council are facing federal bribery and extortion charges. The 4 can still attend council meetings and vote. Mayor Wade Kapsakevich.
In my judgment, the right thing is for these members to resign.
The president of the Toledo City Council is also calling on his indicted colleagues to resign. Their arrests follow a lengthy FBI corruption investigation. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
A New York judge has lifted a temporary ban on the publication of a book described as a tell-all written by President Trump's niece. She suggests in the title, he's the world's most dangerous man. Steve Kathan, CBS News.